Mickey.
Now it can be told. Did you know?
No, it's a nonsense. Mike, in the last couple of months, I've promised... Not me, socks don't match. In the last couple of months, I've promised myself two things. One, if I ever got a MasterChef, I wouldn't go, I broke that when I got a MasterChef a month ago, and I said, if I ever, you know, in fantasies, ever got on This Is Your Life, I wouldn't go, I don't believe it. And I just saw myself giving it plenty. No, I didn't know.
That's what we like to see. Well, you have noticed the Danny Baker fan club is in strength here, including your wife, Wendy, and the children, quite, Sonny and Bonnie, and your mum, Betty, and your dad, Fred. And no one who knows you, of course, is exactly amazed that you finally got your own chat show, least of all, one of your best mates.
That's right, Michael. Danny never mixes his words, so I won't either. Danny always could. Took the arse off a donkey.
Yes. Another chat-up merchant, Jonathan Ross.
That'll be the
Now, this guy's a master of the written word as well, isn't he?
That's right. The first time I worked with Danny, he wasn't front of the camera. Danny was writing scripts for me. He did some radio stuff for me.
Yeah.
And then when I was doing the British Comedy Walls, just about every year, I think, you've written the script.
That's 2 years.
With someone else? No. the great thing about you is Danny has this incredible confidence, not just in the way he's presenting, but in the stuff he's written. And I remember one year, there was a line in the script, and I remember saying to Danny, I'm not 100% convinced this line will get a laugh. I really don't know whether this is your finest work. Danny said, no, trust me, it's fantastic, but you have to sell it. You've got to sell it. Don't go out there apologising.